Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Talk all things Browns, talk all things NFL. On the line, as he is every single Wednesday at 4, is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial need. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, how are we feeling?
Front flips into the foam pit.
Hi, Ross.
What's up, Nick? How are you?
I just really hammed it up for you there on the Nationwide, and this what I get subdued, Ross.
Yeah, that was impressive. But your other dude interjected with another line about his Sky Zone ball pit, so it kind of ruined the moment.
Sorry,
That's
I have
Fedor.
A tendency to do that.
That's
Ross.
Kind of Fedor. It's kind of what he does.
By the way, I have a debate for you guys. I'm on my way to go pick up my daughters at volleyball practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick up Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you guys to think less of me, mm-hmm. but I've kind of become a grilled nugget guy.
Ooh.
Because they're still delicious, and I know it's healthy, and I feel like I'm getting the flavor from the Chick-fil-A sauce or the honey mustard or the barbecue or the Polynesian. I don't feel like I need the breading on the nugget or the bread on the sandwich, but I also feel like on some level I'm a disgrace to anybody that's ever played offensive line in the history of the world. So I need a ruling on me being I might do 30 grilled nuggets. But I need a ruling on, and I'm getting a milkshake for sure. They're hand spun. They're delicious.
Yeah.
But I need a ruling on me being a grilled nugget guy potentially at Chick-fil-A.
Well, specifically, their grilled nuggets are really good. They are. So there are certain places that their grilled chicken tastes like rubber. Not there. I think I give you as the fat man between me and Fedor, I give you the fatty pass.
Hey, Nick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's just you and I. Nobody else is listening.
Sure.
How would you know what a grilled nugget at Chick-fil-A tastes like?
I've had them. By the way, have you had the grilled chicken club? It is incredible.
Well, here's my thing, though, Ross. You say that you use all these different sauces, and that's totally fine. I think a lot of people do. But I think it speaks to the quality of the grilled chicken if what you get out of flavor is all sauce. You know what I mean?
No, it's not all sauce. I'm just saying, if you're a sauce man like I am, you really get a lot of that flavor overpowers the base, the chicken flavor. Whether you're talking about the Chick-fil-A sandwich, which is delicious, or you're talking about the nuggets, the residual flavor in your mouth is really one of the sauce. My daughters are really into Chick-fil-A sauce these days. I get that. I usually am a honey mustard guy for nuggets, and a barbecue guy for the sandwich. I don't really understand that because the sandwich is essentially just a huge oversized nugget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I think is interesting about this, Ross, is that you and I approach sauce the same way. It is a part of the taste. I think what we're finding out here is that Fedor just raw dogs chicken nuggets like he's got no care in the world here. I think that's what we uncovered when we went on the offensive about you using any of the delectable sauces one place might carry.
Yeah, is that true, Fedor? You're not a sauce guy?
I'm not. I think there's enough. I think there's enough flavor of the regular nuggets that you don't need a sauce to dip it in. Right. Yeah. Now, will I every now and then? Sure, but not every single bite needs to have sauce because there's enough flavor attached to the breading already.
Yeah. Okay.
So you were just talking a big game, like you eat whatever you want, and now as a non-sauce guy, you're coming across as like a real health guy, a real health nut. Like, oh, I don't eat sauces. Those are extra calories I don't need.
Yeah. Oh, they don't add that much to the taste. Okay. Yeah, I remember my first beer. Ross.
Easy.
How much does... he likes this. We found a common enemy here.
Yeah, right.
How much does the Green Bay win change the arithmetic for the Cleveland Browns?
That's a great question. I think... I mean, probably, like, I feel like there's, like, this, like, sliding scale. And I feel like because they beat the Packers, who, by the way, were number one in the Ross Tucker Football Podcast power rankings. So your Cleveland Browns just beat the team that I thought was the number one team in football. And I would say it's kind of hard, unless he plays, like, horrendous, it's kind of hard to not give Flacco at least – two games after that. I feel like that's almost the scale now where it's like every win buys him two more post-victory starts. So if they lose the next two, you know, weeks 4 and 5, then we can have that conversation again because then they'll be 1 and 4 and whatever. But I feel like every win pushes back the potential of Dylan Gabriel time two more weeks, if that makes sense. By the way, can you, like, obviously I used to be a player. These are the type of conversations that drive players nuts. Like, we just beat the Packers, and the bozos on local radio, including a former Brown bozo, are talking about how all it does is push it back 2 weeks when we play the rookie quarterback. Like, this is why the teams, just so you know, hate sports talk radio, right? Like, it's Wednesday. They just beat the best team in the NFL, and this is the conversation we're having.
They still listen.
First of all, they still listen, and second of all, I still come on, and I still talk about it.
Now, you did say, Ross, you said, unless Joe Flacco plays horrendous. Now, there are metrics that point to him being one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, so how do you define horrendous through that prism?
An entire game and or game and a half, like the second half against the Ravens.
Gotcha.
So, like, inexcusable interception plus fumble return for a touchdown combo. Like, that combo platter, I think that's when – you know, all bets are off. As long as he's playing solid veteran quarterback football, then I think you leave him in there unless they lose multiple games in a row and you feel like, okay, it's time to rip the Band-Aid. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's such an interesting dynamic because, I mean, you guys might know more than me, but I saw where Haslam said 3-14 isn't good enough. So I'm fascinated by the dynamic and the arithmetic of, okay, well, like, we know we're not winning the Super Bowl this year, so what is the math between how many games we need to win that's acceptable so that we get another year versus seeing what we have in Dillon Gabriel? And I guess Shedeur Sanders, since Deion says he's going to start some games this year. So, you know, that whole issue is fascinating to me. It's kind of like the Giants, right? The Giants didn't really want to start Jackson Dart yet, in my mind. Mm-hmm. They were hoping that they could win some games with Russell Wilson. That was kind of the first tool, their first goal was, hey, maybe Russell Wilson can play like he did in Pittsburgh and we can go win 9 games and keep our job. But once they were 0-3, they thought, okay, plan B, which is Jackson Dart, and hopefully Jackson Dart plays well enough or there's enough momentum that ownership says, hey, we don't want to mess with this. We got a good thing going with this rookie quarterback. I feel like those guys, though, are in a different situation a little bit than Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I feel like those guys haven't really done anything for 3 seasons, and they're in a situation where it's like they have to show something super impressive. I don't know that that's the case with the Browns. I don't know what they need to show. I don't know what the math is. That's what I always think is so fascinating. Like, if you are Andrew Berry, wouldn't you have wanted to know kind of what the answer to that was before the draft? You know, before you traded down, like, okay, here's scenario one, where we do whatever we can and win as many games this year, and we go 7-10, or 8-9. Or here's scenario two, where we win between 3-6 games, maybe 7. But we play a lot of young guys, and we take a chance on a couple young quarterbacks, and we make sure we have 2 first-round picks so we can get the franchise quarterback in the draft next year if one of these 2 lottery pick, mid-round picks doesn't come through. They obviously chose the latter, which I think is the right answer, and I just hope that for their sake, ownership was on board with that. You would think that they would be, right, that ownership would have signed off on it, or that they wouldn't have enacted this strategy in the first place. But I don't know. I mean, I remember when Sashi Brown, you know, was the whatever his title was there, and he enacted a similar strategy and then got fired after a year. So I think maybe he assumed that ownership was on board, and then they weren't. So that's the problem, I think, is I've seen a number of these situations where ownership is on board with the strategy until they're not, and it's too late.
So with that, I don't think both guys are going to get fired, but depending on what happens this season, I could see one guy getting gone and then them building around the other guy, which brings up the point that coming into the season, I think there were still more Kevin Stefanski believers in this town than Andrew Berry believers, and yet the Browns look to have the best rookie class in the NFL, with at least 6 guys already contributing, from Mason Graham to Schlesinger to Judkins to Harold Fannin to Aiden Huntington to Dylan Sampson. How much can this one draft class change maybe even your opinion of Andrew Berry as a GM?
A lot, because we're all humans and recency bias is a real thing. So we can go through the moves that he's made. You know, every GM has a batting average, I guess I would submit to you guys, you know this, I think Andrew's batting average is higher than you guys do. You know, obviously the Watson thing was a gigantic swing and miss. You know, I don't know if we'll ever know for sure if that was totally Andrew Berry or not. I mean, let's put it this way. It wasn't Andrew Berry saying, I'm going to pay the guy $230 million fully guaranteed. That's not his money. He doesn't have that money. He doesn't make that much money. So there was obviously, at a minimum, heavy ownership sign-off on that. But I do think it's not like you look at every draft pick and every free agent signing and say, okay, here's Andrew Berry's batting average. You do that, and then you just naturally more heavily weight what he's done more recently. And the draft class is unbelievable. I mean, like, they have two legit running backs. They have a legit tight end. I mean, the linebacker's a star. The D tackle looks like he might be a star. I mean, that's a lot, you know. And by the way, they did this while acquiring extra draft picks for next year. So if you're Jimmy Haslam and the fans are clamoring for change or whatever, are you going to, now that you have these extra picks, are you going to move on from the guy that just had the best draft in the NFL in 2025? Who are you going to hire? Because these guys never bring in a retread. They always bring in somebody new. So do you think that's the best choice for the long-term health of a franchise, to bring in someone that's never done it before, you know, some assistant scouting director or whatever from the Rams or what, and you're going to trust him with the two first-round picks and all the other picks over the guy that just crushed the draft for your franchise? I think not.
Ross, how real do you think this defense is for the Browns?
I think that there's a decent chance of the best defense in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, it's, if you notice, like, I mean, I know, even if you go back to the Ravens game, it was really the Flacco turnovers, and then they got the nickelbacks in a bad spot a couple times, and it cost them dearly with multiple touchdowns. That's the crazy thing. I mean, nobody cares about injuries, but if Emerson didn't get hurt, okay, they're probably easily the best defense in the NFL. If Emerson didn't get hurt and teams can't pick on the nickels like the Ravens did, I mean, I don't think they even have a weakness. And how many points have they even given up at that point? You know, unfortunately, you know, Emerson did get hurt, so they had to put this hardened kid in before he was ready. And I don't know what's happened to Cam Mitchell, but they've had to put, you know, that's their weakness, and the way the NFL is, everybody just picks on your weakness. But, I mean, they already might be the best in the NFL. If they had Emerson, they'd probably clearly be the best in the NFL and maybe have a chance at, like, doing historical things, because they're also, it's not like they're getting helped out by their offense that much. I mean, they're kind of doing this on their own. It's not like this is some offense that's running for 200 yards like the Eagles offense last year, and so all the Eagles defensive metrics were so good because Saquon had 150 yards every game and the team had 200 yards and they weren't on the field that much. You know, this defense is having to, like, do it, you know, without a ton of support from the offense.
Ross, you're great as always, buddy. Appreciate you. Don't let Fedor Sauce shame you. I believe in you, fella.
Oh no, I'm going all in on the sauces here. Yeah, I don't know what that guy's thinking, but I'm a sauce guy.
Enjoy the grilled nuggets.
See you, dudes.
Later, dudes. Yeah, there we go. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance calls and financial needs.
He called me the other guy.
Uh-huh.
And that dude.
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. Nationwide is on your side. We'll react to what Ross had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.